I'm Glenn Robinson, president of Baylor Scott & White Medical Center Hillcrest in Waco, and this is Business of Healthcare. The 2017-18 flu season was one of the worst in recent memory. For the first time in its 13 years of closely monitoring flu activity nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control reported widespread flu activity in every single part of the continental United States. So that begs the question, why was this flu season so bad? Each year, a number of different strains of the influenza virus circulate worldwide. One of the most dangerous classes of flu viruses are what are known as H3 viruses. With the prevalence of the H3 virus tends to come an increase in serious flu cases, more hospitalizations, and a decrease in vaccine effectiveness. And that's what happened this season. The flu reached epidemic levels. In Texas, things became so bad many schools were forced to close for days to prevent the spread of the virus. And making matters worse, this year's flu vaccine was reported to be roughly only 30 to 35% effective. However, the flu vaccine remains one of the most important ways to protect against the flu. The most serious cases of flu resulting in hospitalization or death typically occur in individuals who have not been vaccinated. Additionally, if enough people in a community are vaccinated, even if the vaccination is not 100% effective, the risk of the spread of flu or any virus is greatly reduced through the concept called herd immunity. Hopefully next year's flu season won't be as bad, and having more people as part of the herd is one of the best ways to ensure that. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.